When the Supreme Court hears arguments on politically hot topics like same-sex marriage, as it's doing this week, the plaza and sidewalks in front of the High Court are jammed with demonstrators on both sides of the issue. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne was there this time around and has this report.
Pro-gay marriage forces won the real estate battle in front of the Supreme Court yesterday as the first of 2 days of oral arguments inside the courtroom arrived. They staked out prime sidewalk spots early and filled that side of the street.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This was still more than an hour before the court proceedings would begin. But also present, though in smaller numbers, anti-gay marriage protesters. Chanting became competitive when arguments and crowds spilled into the street. Police would step in. Then, shortly after 9 a.m., speeches backing same-sex marriage got underway.
Thank you so much. My name is John Lewis, and this is my loving, committed, legally married husband, Stuart Gaffney. We are wearing the tuxedos that we got married in on June 17th, 2008, in California before Proposition 8.
Proposition 8, approved by California voters, banned same-sex marriage. Speaker after speaker portrayed gay marriage as a civil right. It was about 9:30 a.m. when a large group of anti-gay marriage protesters arrived in the form of a big march down First Street in front of the court. Marchers Mike and Kathy Feckler are from Front Royal, Virginia.
It's not a right for these people to get married and raise children. It's not a right. Every child has a right to have a mom and dad, but not two dads or two moms. It's insane.
He, meanwhile, said he doesn't believe polling that shows fast-growing support for gay marriage.
And they say the majority of people for this. I'd like to understand what those polls are asking, because I firmly believe that the majority of Americans are pro-life, pro-marriage.
The so-called March for Marriage eventually headed past the court and back to the National Mall, where a few thousand people had gathered.
Test 1, 2. Can you hear me? Come on, everybody, shout hallelujah!
They challenged the claim that same-sex marriage is a civil right. They heard from the Reverend Bill Owens of Memphis, who says he was part of the March for Freedom 50 years ago.
I marched, and many other thousands of people marched in this same location years ago on the claims that we were being discriminated against. And today, the other community is trying to say that they are suffering the same thing that we suffered. But I tell you, they are not.
Also speaking was the Archbishop of San Francisco, Salvatore Cordiglione.
Only a man can be a father, and only a woman can be a mother. I find it hard to believe that I have to stand here and say that. You know, it's like, anyone home?
The other dominant theme from this rally in opposition to same-sex marriage, that no matter how the court rules, their movement is not going away. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.